once you see who you really are, that's it. That's all you need to do is have the awareness mm-hmm. or see your old pattern or see your old conditioning. And then you see it and then it doesn't have this hold over you and you're just like, that's not me anymore. So the disassociation of that old belief pattern or whatever from being the real you is what's really amazing. But then obviously sometimes in different parts of our lives, we need like a bit of Psych-K or a bit of a DI or a bit of a, you know, session with someone else who can see us in a way that we don't. So these things are all, I think, I'm on a quest to find them because they're all complements to once you figure out who you are and what your like blueprint is of a soul, how can you then use these other things to kind of help and tweak and change as you go along the way, you know?
Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. If you enjoy this episode, please leave us our review, comment, and share it with your fellow manifester that's struggling or could really benefit from the information that you're about to learn. Welcome back. Today we have two very exciting guests that need very little introduction if you follow me and my community. We have my personal human design reader, Jenna Zoe, who has been on the podcast twice. I urge you to please go back and listen to both episodes. They are completely laced with, an abundant amount of manifestation and human design, which I think this community has gotten very deep into both. We see it in the Facebook group constantly. We also have Dara Dubinet, my astro geography reader, who has actually really helped me and advised me as to where to get the retreat houses and where to live. And a really interesting thing, and this will actually segue into why it is so noisy behind me, that she told me quite a bit ago is that living here in LA, I have a strong Pluto line throughout my entire California line, which is where I was born and grew up. However, in LA, I have a lot of Mercury and Sun coming through. So Mercury, that mercurial energy of go, get things done, you know, think of the boxer in the ring. Also that energy that channels information very simply. Manifestation, my channeling process. And then the Sun that really helps me to be seen, shine bright, you know, fame, fortune. And so because of that mercurial energy, I've gotten very sick in LA in the sense that my endocrine system has gone off. I've had autoimmune issues, hormonal issues. And she advised me quite a bit ago that I needed to live in a very grounded area. And I've always felt intuitively that that needs to be Topanga. And so in the last week's episode with Layla Delia, you heard in the intro that we are currently in escrow in a house out here in Topanga. So we've been testing it out. And that's why you hear a very loud amount of cars driving by. We're staying for the week in an Airbnb, and we didn't realize how close it was to Topanga Canyon. I think it's Boulevard, the actual canyon itself. And so we're kind of having to make it feel like you do when you stay in New York, where you have like blaring white noise on your computer at night and just to drown out the sound. So forgive if you're hearing that in the background. So that explains a little bit about Dara. She got her start, and I started following her years ago as a raw food chef with her own YouTube channel. And she's gone on to have many iterations in her career. Both Jenna and Dara are projectors like I am. We're different types of projectors, but you'll hear us talk about that a lot in this. And we cover manifestation. We cover many areas of life, eating, travel. So I think this will be a really exciting episode. It is the process. So that means that we kind of go through where we all are and what we're all up to. And right before we had done this, Jenna gave me, or how do you say that? Practice gave me, there's a terminology around it, some psyche, and it was a really fun time. I had a little bit of a breakthrough, and so there's a lot of really great energy behind this episode, and I think you'll get some good tools, insight, information, and I encourage you to go listen back to those two episodes with Jenna to learn far more on human design than you could ever imagine, and to take away some really great gifts from this. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the Expanded Podcast. Tonight, we're here with Dara Dubinay and Jenna Zoe. You all know Jenna Zoe as my human design reader, and I think there's not a soul here who isn't familiar with her. And then Dara is my, well, Jenna first introduced her to me as the hit lady, because her hits are always so awesome. Right on. Meaning, like, any intuitive question we have for her, she just has a hit and understands it because of her, Jenna?
Super strong splenic authority and being a projector at the same time. And many, many other things in her.
So many talents, yeah.
But just all over her design as well.
She's also an astrogeography reader, but she has an incredible course that you guys have heard me talk about where I go over all of the lines. When we're born, we have astrological mapping over the world, and she teaches us how to look into our lines, what they represent, how we can make them more advantageous, less advantageous, bring other lines in. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're just going to have a conversation about where we are in our process. I think it's really fun to mention that Jenna just did Psyche on me for the first time, and it was super profound, and I'm really excited to start implementing this in my own life a little bit more. It felt really quick and integrative and interesting. Jenna, what other material are you into right now? Because you're on a whole path right now to basically whole brain integration.
Yeah, so basically, Psyche, the basis of Psyche is that you quickly reprogram your subconscious mind, whether that's you want to transform a perception of an old stressor, or whether you want to clarify something for the future that your subconscious needs to kind of like believe first to see, kind of what, you know, the stuff that you always are talking about. So with Psyche, I basically found it because it was done on me by my cousin, who's also called Jenna, and it literally worked on me so quick that I was like, I have to know what this is about. And it kind of sent me down this whole rabbit hole of thinking about all the different amazing tools that are available to us right now, where, and different ones are going to ring with different people, right? But we have so many free tools these days to help us basically transform anything that we want to transform. So it's about us having the intention and then the tools just kind of showing up and being able to be the physical things that show us that the change we want to make is actually happening. And also because with human design, I've seen that a lot of people, you know, I think the cool thing for me about human design is that once you see who you really are, that's it. That's all you need to do is have the awareness or see your old pattern or see your old conditioning. And then you see it and then it doesn't have this hold over you and you're just like, that's not me anymore. So the disassociation of that old belief pattern or whatever from being the real you is what's really amazing. But then obviously sometimes in different parts of our lives, we need like a bit of Psyche or a bit of a DI or a bit of a, you know, session with someone else who can see us in a way that we don't. So these things are all, I think, I'm on a quest to find them because they're all complements to once you figure out who you are and what your like blueprint is of a soul, how can you then use these other things to kind of help and tweak and change as you go along the way, you know? And so Psyche is one of the things that has kind of really come into my sort of awareness recently as something that's really resonating with people who have started getting into human design too. They, you know, they tend to also kind of, you know, gravitate to Psyche.
And what have been some of the things, because you took a whole week not long ago where you just did like DREs and this and all sorts of stuff. What were some of those triggers you were working through, and how did Psyche fit in with the process of manifestation, with human design? What did that look like for you as a practice?
So I basically, when was it that I called you? I think I voice noted you like in a crisis. It was before Christmas, like a couple of weeks before Christmas. Yeah. And I had basically couple of months beforehand, I'd manifested a move to Monaco, and everything felt like it was going up and everything was going great. You know, those times in your life when everything kind of feels effortless.
Yeah, flowing.
And then all of a sudden it was just like crickets. Like I was just like, what's happening now? Like, what's next? What's my next joy? Like, I feel like I've had everything that I've kind of wanted, all my goals, like everything seems to be coming true. And now like, there's just this like, lull. And I had said to you, like, I'm in a major rut, like my whole London, which is my Pluto line, just feels like a constant rut. Like, what the hell is going on? And you just feel like uninspired by life. And you just feel like nothing's exciting to you anymore. And you feel like no creativity or inspiration is coming to you. So it was actually right around the time that you released the
up level.
And so in congruence with doing the rut, I started doing my first couple of sessions of Psyche, not even learning how to do it myself, but I started receiving Psyche from my cousin, literally in that same time. Started doing the Joe Dispenza meditations. And also, it was like a couple of days after I started doing medical medium celery juice. So I feel like that was like the physical version of it. And then all the kind of other things were more spiritual, and it all kind of came in tandem at the same time. But it was really interesting because I think the thing about the rut is like, I used to think a rut was like just like terrible, but sometimes a rut is also just a lack of like knowing what to want next or knowing what to do next. So there's no, like, I almost have to get over the shame. Yeah, it's almost like you have to get over the shame of saying you're in a rut, because actually a rut is like, it's actually a good thing if I now say I'm in a rut, because it means like I just want even more.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Totally.
So like now, you know, it's good to kind of, I like love that rut feeling. Do
me
you know
too.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm. Magic darks are like that for me as well.
Yeah. So you know something good's about to happen, because you're like, ugh, this isn't satisfying me anymore. Like,
and
that
did
must
anything
mean
come out of it?
So what came out of it was actually loads more ideas for the products that we're going to be offering now going forward for my business. And also just took away so much of my like old, I mean, so many relationship triggers of reactivity, things I saw that I was projecting onto Phil, who's my other half.
Mm-hmm.
Things about him being shallow, things about him being, you know, not present enough, like all things that actually were coming from me, but I just wasn't seeing. And then the most important thing that I see was the authentic code.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Because
what
when I
yours?
Got clear on my authentic code,
you could get rid of everything
you
else.
Literally everything else falls away.
So what is your authentic code?
It's nuts. So my authentic code is ease,
freedom,
receiving constant inspiration, and talking.
Well, love it.
So everything that is, like, not that anymore, I'm like, no, not supposed to do it. Someone else, not my thing. See,
you have all these tools to support it.
Yeah.
That you're worth that.
Yeah. And so for me, and ease is such an interesting one, because it's so interesting because one of the questions that people ask me the most is, like, who are good expanders for generators and manifesting generators? And I always fall short when people ask me good projector expanders. And they always say, I know you and Dara and Lacey, but who else? And I'm like, I genuinely don't know, because our culture is such that even successful projectors now, if they were being interviewed, I feel like they would say, hard work got me there, and, you know, pushing and my struggle, and it's hard, and I got to the top by doing this. No one's telling the story of I got there doing it the way that is supporting of my system.
By hacking how to really live in our true, authentic self.
Yeah, so I can't ever recommend projectors that I can for sure say are living their design and being successful.
Wow.
And so my whole thing about the ease authentic code is like, what if I can only do it by leaning into, not doesn't mean I don't have challenges, but it just means, what if I don't do it the struggle way? And actually, maybe that's why my authentic code is ease, because I only want to do something if it's easy.
Wow.
So I feel like that's my personal challenge, but that's also like my wanting to see if that's even possible. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I love this.
So now I'm like, no, universe, my authentic code, number one is ease. Like,
yes.
You heard me and you helped me get there. So I'm not going to do it if you're not going to make this easy.
And that's exactly how you're supposed to be talking to the universe.
I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I always thought you were supposed to be a little more polite with the universe.
No, I'm like, dude, listen, you came,
really?
You gave me
the
this.
More you really?
You're in your worth. You can't be, it's I'm not like affirmations. You can't be like bossy with the universe, but still feel like you don't deserve things. Nothing happens. But no, I started to learn that when I got to a point where I was like, okay, Don't ever fucking send me a test like that again, because okay, I am where I am. Like, I will never settle. Like, when you get to that place of worth and commanding, and it's not like you're bossing around. It's actually a conversation you're really having with yourself.
Yeah, honestly. Right. And it would be your own natural voice. Like, somebody might say it one way.
No, totally.
But I love the tests. Like, I just had a test the other day.
Wait, let's start from the beginning with you and get into the test, because you and totally transformed your life.
And now I
want to
know my authentic code, and I didn't look. And
we have to.
Okay. By the time of our podcast on May 3rd, I will have it. I will go in there. Okay, so what were you asking me?
You've done a whole life overhaul.
I did.
Give us the picture.
Oh my gosh.
How astrocartography, human design.
Yes.
And manifestation have played into it, along with the new guy that you met.
Yes.
The gentleman who helped you through all
this. Yes, Heath. Oh my gosh. Okay, where do I start? Well, I have been sharing from my heart for years on YouTube. And that's how most of the beautiful people, including you guys, have found me, because I've been sharing what I do with heart. And I had different business models. I had a membership site. But it started, actually, you know what happened was, Jenna, I had been thinking about doing intuitive sessions for a while, and I even had Acuity set up, and I just didn't like pull the trigger. I was like, oh, maybe I should. I don't know. I should, because we talked about the fact that when I use my intuition, which is in everything, and when I make food and turning down the street or when I travel, it's really never point A to point B. It's more like following my heart or following my feet. So Jenna said, one day you said, I think you better put up your Acuity. I'm like announcing what you do in 2 days. And I was like, okay. And so it like hustled me along. And then I remember, do you know that I think I told you this, but I was sitting in my kitchen one morning and I'm like, I feel Jenna and Lacey talking about me.
That's so true.
And then I kept hearing the words, and this sounds, I don't mean to be derogatory towards myself, but I remember hearing the words hot mess. Like, oh, it's going to sound like this big jumble. Because I heard Jenna.
The day you were in Florida and I had lunch with you, and I was like, I'm going to ask Lacey for you. And I said, Lacey, what do you think Dara should do? She's doing feng shui. She's doing a bit of this. She's doing a bit of that. And you were like, oh, no, it's just one thing. Like, just make her.
And
da-da-da.
So it was like a lot of bits of different things. And so I started doing intuitive sessions. And then I found that I was looking at people's astrogeography. And I was like, I wanted to see first, like, okay, they may be eating right, but there's places that won't feel good. And so first, let's rule that out and see if that's affecting them. And then I just got into it and started doing readings. And then I realized I, as a projector, can't really do that many readings. Mm-hmm. And I can't read for everyone. And I need to develop this course to teach people how to find it for themselves so that they could, at any moment in time, no matter where they want to travel, no matter what job opportunity comes, and this is the part that you got excited about, Lacey, is when I said that there's a new paradigm now that we can find the places that hold our highest potential, right? There's places in the world that are great for fame and recognition and manifestation of your ideas. That's the Sun line. That's your Scotland line, right?
Yes.
So I thought, well, if people can't pick up and move, they can certainly travel, and if they can't get up and travel to that place, they can immediately start Googling images of that area. They can wear the clothes they would wear. They can eat the food. And so there's so many different levels. Anyway, so I developed this course, and people are enjoying it, and it helps someone be able to look up their lover's chart, their children's chart, help them decide where they should go to college.
Or family vacations.
Mm. And even for the people who help other people in business or in any way, if anyone else does sessions with people, then they'll be able to take a look at their client's chart and see where they're at. So that was really fun. And so I'm going to do my next course at the end of the month, because the thing that I found that I've been helping people with mostly is life purpose, like what direction and how for their soul to be happy.
And that's the...
So what you said was, wait, I want to go back to... That's the life purpose course that's like being filmed shortly. Yeah. But when I thought you guys were talking about me, I felt it. And then Jenna said, I was talking to Lacey about you. And I'm like, I can imagine you were saying feng shui, because I do feng shui and there's food and I do raw food and I do all of this stuff. But when it dialed it down, you like cleared it off the table without even being with me. You both just went boom. And it was like you each took my hand and went, come on, like let's manifest how to provide for yourself financially while giving your gifts.
So and I had just saw the, so clearly, I think we both did. We're like, it'll do so well because it'll be such a gift to the world. So I'm so glad you followed.
I really made a big change, and that just shows at any age you can take a shift. You can make everything so different.
Absolutely.
And still show up differently and still be happy and be more successful. It really is possible. Like I just did it and I'm still doing it.
What are the big changes you've made lately and the big thing you're about to embark on?
So my trajectory a number of years ago was I had a vision that I would be coming and going from my home. Like somehow I would drop a Louis bag on the floor. I'd enter into the home. I'd stay for a couple weeks and I'd leave. And that was before I ever knew about Airbnb. So now I Airbnb my home, and my trajectory is to basically leave to go traveling, because my true node is in Taurus in the ninth house, and that's how I am best expressed, like by traveling. That's how I expand.
Which one's mine
in? I have to look at your house.
Dang it,
you
I
have the
know.
Same. I will look up. You have the same true node as me, so we're in the same true node family.
Yeah.
And the more we actually provide for ourselves, the more we roll up our sleeves and work, the happier our spirit's going to be. So basically, that's what
And which that's basically what the course is like, the course is basically about where your true node is, where your south node is, and what you
and
need
what
to basically lean
it.
Into more of, and what you need to lean out of more in order to fulfill your soul's direction.
And purpose.
Mm. And then there's like things to watch out for that create that south node cringe that I talk about.
She's
like, where
the
you're
south
like,
node cringe.
Where you're like, oh, I'm doing that because we've done it so many times and we need to not do that anymore. And then because I'm very practical and earthy, I like to come up with the how-tos, like physical ways of how can you do this so it's not vague and just out there, like practical, physical.
It's so honestly, like, since I've learned about True Node from Dara, I've like literally started to see everyone in my life and my own like career direction, but also general like who we are kind of direction, who we're evolving into so differently. It's like fascinating.
What house is yours in?
So mine is in Aries in my eighth house. My True Node in Aries in the eighth house, right?
Yeah.
So the Aries true node is about, actually you can tell this.
Yeah,
can
well
tell.
It's mostly like Jenna has been supportive, like we've been in many lifetimes, like we have the Scorpio south node, so we've been the advisor and in a powerful position but not the power position. And the Aries north node would
which
have been Jenna, Libra in many past lifetimes. That's the role of like the supportive, the wife, the secretary, the political advisor. Like there's very like it's the supportive role, so she's the peacemaker. And so being assertive in this lifetime is important, and stepping out as the star, not being someone's supporting person, but actually being the person and accepting support. It's there's some similarities.
Yeah, there are.
What's the eighth house again?
So that one is
like relate other people dynamics and
it's sex,
the occult.
It's sex and the occult. It's the dark Scorpio place.
Nice.
So it goes with Scorpio. It's like it's the dark things. It's the shadow. It's also eighth house is like other people's money. So it's sex, and so usually people with eighth house I don't know if we want to get into it, but it has to do with like you're expressing your true node in relationships. So learning how to be interactive and dual supportive.
So we're talking about at lunch today. So how it expressed, what we discussed is how it's expressing itself with me is that Phil and I had a discussion the other day based on something I saw on Instagram about the top 10 emotional needs, and you picked two of your top ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the two that he said from me were like two that I didn't expect at all. And one of them was domestic support. And I was like, Colin, do you know who you're in a relationship with? Like, I'm so bad at like homemaking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Dara was like, that's the thing about the Aries true node, having a south node Libra, is that you have to figure out where you constantly have to be equals.
Mm.
And so you can't always be looking to be above him or below him, which I always do subconsciously. I'm like, is that going to put me in a weak position? Because like being at home, stay at home means like bad, but then I also don't want to be like too big or too busy or too detached or too attached, or you know what I mean? I'm constantly playing between this balance. And Sadara is like, you have to be is equal here,
especially
in a powerful way.
Yeah.
Not from
especially because it's in the eighth house, so it's expressing itself in relationships. So you want to still remain supportive, but have the support as well.
Yeah, so it's both. Whereas in my mind, it's like one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I have to make sure that it's, I bring it together and make it both. Do you know what I mean?
Partnership's important for the, it's an important thing because it's in the eighth house.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see. I believe that people's happiness is based on how far into their true node they are, and their unhappiness is how much they're staying in their comfort zone of the south node.
When you told me about it, it resonated so deeply because I feel like I'm leaning more and more and more into
more. Oh, you are such a great example of a Taurus. I mean, you're my expander. Look at what you work so hard. You roll up your white sleeves, but you're wearing a beautiful dress with white sleeves. But you work hard to provide for yourself. That's the main thing for Taurus.
To have, like, the luxuries of life.
To have beautiful things. It's Venusian things. It's enjoying a glass of something and a beautiful meal and lying back in the sun. Like, it's working hard and providing for yourself so you can enjoy material pleasures.
That's beautiful.
What are the biggest tips you guys recently received? Well, let's introduce him. He's been
He goes with you. I immediately thought of both of you. So it's kind of magical. I did astrogeography for this man named Heath Ellis, and I thought of introducing you both to him right away. And when I did his astrogeography, we were on the phone, and he said, I've been waiting to talk to you before I buy my airplane ticket. And I said, definitely get out of New York. It was a Neptune line. And he was like, I'm on it. 2 days later, he was out here, and I ran into him at Air One, and there was like an instant recognition. Like, we spent some time. And the way he spoke, he's a business consultant, and the way he spoke, I just knew, splenically, I was going to work with him. Mm-hmm. I've never hired a business consultant before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, him. And he does work with the Akashic Records, and he is a businessman, and he's the dude. Like, he's just very clear in his presentation of what he sees, and he's not afraid or attached to however you feel about it. Mm. He delivers the information in such a clean way, and he lives his life that way. I had the opportunity to hang out with him for about a month here and there, and the man is integrity. Like, he walks his talk.
He makes all the shifts, listens.
He makes the shifts. He listens. If something feels out of alignment, he fixes it. If it's time to go, he leaves. If it's time to stay, he stays. Like, very clean, clear, and bright.
What are the big top two so far takeaways you've learned from him?
Ooh. Okay. So, I mean, I guess it's really personalized on who you are.
Yeah.
But the first session goes, he discusses some of your past lives, the not so pretty ones that are still affecting you this time around. Because obviously, like, Dara and I were saying, like, why doesn't he say the nice things? And obviously he doesn't need to because they're not important.
Yeah.
But the things that are a bit more dark, things that may have done, things that may have been done to you, most likely both. And he talks about how those are causing blockages in your current life, basically. But his focus is all about your work life, right? So he's not necessarily going to tell you about this other stuff or blah, blah, blah. He's very into, like, you know, just ask the people that have what you want about the advice you need. So he's like, you ask me about work and career because that's my lane. Like, his thing is work and career. So for me, I mean, he said so many things, but he went into a couple of past lives and basically how they're manifesting themselves now subconsciously is like me. It sounds so silly, but like it's a really big block for me. Is my comfort zone is very much in like dressing down and not putting on makeup and always being in sweats and that kind of stuff. And he was like, that's subconsciously you wanting to not be seen, you not wanting to be seen as beautiful in this life, because in previous lives you've been, in previous lives, because I've always been witchy. And he was like, you have gotten yourself into trouble before. People didn't appreciate you. People used you for gifts and also raped you.
Yeah.
So he was like, what you've done is you've split your personality where you feel like it's easy to be ugly and unattractive rather than bright and being seen, and you're isolating yourself and you're keeping yourself away from the world. And so he's very physical, so he's like, your action steps are this, this, and this. So he was like, show the fuck up, like, start getting dressed every single day. He's like, not the same, don't put on the same t-shirt twice in a row, like, don't, you know. And it sounds silly, but it's like,
It triggers something for me.
Very deep, much deeper.
It's hard. It's very hard for me. So he made me throw out all my sweatpants. I don't own one pair of sweatpants anymore. That was like one of the things. And the second thing was like, don't put any more pictures of Instagram of you not looking at the camera, because that's you subconsciously not making connection with your audience. Like, he looked at my profile picture and was like, you have to put in a new photograph, because that one you're not even, you're hiding your eyes subconsciously. Yeah.
Wow.
He's great. He's wonderful. Shit. Like, he's insane.
We're going to text him hello after this.
Yeah.
You're going to like him.
He's fabulous. And then he just goes into like some of the stuff that's happened to you. There's tears, there's ugly cries. You know, he said people, like you said, people fire him because they can't handle like the stuff that he delivers. It's a lot of junk. But that's just one example of the, like, that's probably the biggest thing that he said to me, which I know sounds stupid, but it's like a very difficult thing for me to have done, because after years of doing, that's my comfort zone, right? Yeah. So doing things in a different way, him making me throw out like 90% of my possessions, like, you know, getting all new stuff, like putting on makeup every day, like, you know, these are just things that are like energetic changes, basically, to not be afraid of being seen as being talented and being beautiful. So, yeah. And that's just session one, but it's big. Yeah.
What are you guys are so good at this. You always have such good answers.
What are the best books you've read lately?
Ooh. Wait, do you want to talk about what you got from a session
I'm good.
No, I do. Yeah.
No, I want to talk about the tests that I said earlier.
Oh, yes. Please. Oh! Yes, those are important. Yes.
They were so basic, but so clear, and I just thought, Lacey's going to be so proud. So every once in a while, I have three Airbnbs, and every once in a while, someone will request a discount. And it hasn't happened in a long time. But I was already starting to wonder if I should lower my prices. Are they too high? And then, of course, there came in two in a row of people saying, it's a last minute stay. And they like offered me half. And I was like, no, that was clear. And then somebody else asked me for another discount. And I was like, And I was like, no. She was a return customer, a guest. And I said, no, I'm really going to keep it at that price. And then, of course, she booked at the regular price. Wow. And then she extended her stay. And so it's just, it was holding out for true value. Good. And then I think that it doesn't just, like, I think what you say and what I want people to understand clearly is that it's not just that thing. It's not just that night. It's not that one stay.
It's what it represents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's what it represents more than anything. So holding true to what you may be afraid to do, but you know is right, it's like your container. And so that's one of the things that I worked on with Heath. And I immediately thought of you, Lacey, because it's about having a strong container for yourself, for your business, for what's going on with you. If you leak in one area, you're going to leak in some other area. So the biggest thing for me is, because I am so overly generous, and it's like leaking. It's almost like he said to me, you know why you don't have a great team yet? Which, since I'm starting to have the team members show up, he said, because if your container is wobbly or not structured, the container of your business, then somebody good starts coming towards you and they're like, where am I going to go? It's like an open vessel instead of like having structure, and then they know where they'll fit and they'll feel safe to be in there. And so it's working.
I love that. And I believe that just like having the gift of being able to read energy, it could not be more true.
I'm
so happy he really showed up in that way too. And you, like Jenna, which I think is very important for the people listening, made the changes right away when he suggested
that. Said, I was a star pupil, and she just started, and she's going to be another star pupil. It's like,
I tell you though, it's not that hard when he tells you the ugly stuff. It's not like, it's not silly, like, oh, I have to put on makeup. You're like, no, this is like
still hard. It's still hard. There's some big action steps that were hard. I woke up in the next morning and I was surprised by a revelation, and I realized that I had signed on to be my dad's power of attorney because he wanted me to.
Yeah.
And I all of a sudden woke up like almost out of breath, like, when and if something happens, I'm in charge of all of his paperwork and his everything. And when I have paperwork, I call someone to come help me for mine. And I'm like, I can't do that. And I can't do this. And it's very hard for me to close relationships. It's hard for me to even like Ziploc bags or like medicine powder, like the herbal whatever. Like sometimes I don't shut them all the way and then powder seeps out into the drawer. Like I have to learn how to close things, to shut a door, close a bag, and a certain way of relating. And that's the harder things, like to see it, to see what you're really doing specifically. Then it does, you have to do it. And then once you do that hard thing, it prompts you like, that felt so good, I better do the next one. I better do the next one. So I did a series of really hard things. I closed my membership site, More with Dara, that's been running for years. I was like, it's not aligned with my clear trajectory for what I want to do.
And you know what's so funny is, like, that's how I think you can really tell when you hear other people's stories of how they're unblocking or changing or whatever, because you can easily look at someone, like, I could easily look at Dara and go, oh, I could write that email to my dad and cancel my power of attorney in 2 seconds.
Right, and I could put on makeup and get dressed up, like, okay, let's go.
It's not about the thing. It's about what it represents, you know?
1,000%
Yeah,
it's what it represents. And so there's karmic ties that get tied up, and it's deep. It's like the heavy lifting of life. It's not like, I've always been doing feng shui and showing people how to declutter for years. Like, this object represents something, and it's not just the object. It's all the stuff that ties down into it. That's what you do so well. It's like you help people look into the closets. Like, I tell them to open up the closet, and if there's junk in there, it's affecting them, whether they realize it or not. And you're doing that in the psyche of people's lives. You're helping them look into their proverbial closets.
So I'm quickly interrupting this episode that I hope you're finding very expanding to tell you about a special offer that you won't find anywhere else but here. So with the code JOURNEY, that's capital J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, simply put that in order to receive your first month off free for the pathway, or 10% off any of the a la carte. And once you're in the pathway, there's a suggestion of exactly what you should follow, starting with a formula and magnetism workshop, moving into reparent and shadow, and then you'll move through, if you're calling in a career, opulence, you'll move through partnership if you're calling that in, and of course, everybody should be doing the daily reprogramming exercise. The beautiful thing about the pathway as well is that you will have access to the Facebook group, which is the like-minded community you've probably been manifesting, and it gives you access to all of the Unblock villages that are meeting up around the world, so you'll be able to find one in hopefully your neighborhood. And you get full access to my class, which is twice a month, called Supported, where you can write in any question you're having about your manifestation process or manifestation in order to have me answer your question. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Great tip you told us about basically what would you call it, charging the intention of an object you move in feng shui.
So like in feng shui, there's something called the three secrets. So it's beautiful to do a cure in feng shui. Let's say you put a beautiful water fountain in your wealth area to create more abundance, and the way to really secure that cure to be powerful is to, as you said, set the intention, but it's called the three secrets. So you're visualizing, see, now you need to know also what is abundance to you. It's different for everyone. So you visualize what you're manifesting, you visualize abundance, whatever it is to you. Then you speak a mantra, and it could be anything from Om Mani Padme Hum to I live life creatively. You say it 9 times, or I welcome abundance, or I am rich, or whatever it is. You say it 9 times, and then you do a little flick of the hand. There's a mudra. And you are, it's like quantum physics, you're starting the motion. You're setting the attention. So every time you see that fountain, whether you're noticing it or not, it's telling you that you took care of yourself in that department. Mm. And so that is, a cure doesn't have to be big to be monumental. It doesn't have to be expensive. It just needs to be intentional.
That's so fascinating.
I literally brought
You brought the bagua.
I brought the bagua.
I get my glasses.
And I was going to, because
wow,
I really consulted Dara about, basically, I had a breakdown a week ago, and I shared it on Instagram stories of being at the house. I had a real downspell of like, well, I'm spending a lot of time in the country. Will I not be relevant anymore? Am I going, a lot of my shadow came up about growing up there.
Oh.
And then Dara had all these great ideas about what crystals to get to charge certain areas. So I drew her a rough.
You know your feng shui. You drew the Bagua so beautifully. Congratulations on that and the fact that it's a rectangle or a square. That's ideal.
And like this, how beautiful of an extended
you
area.
You have an extension and helpful people in travel, which is all the people coming to support you, which supports your true node, life's happiness.
Wow. But I thought you guys would really enjoy hearing her speak about this because you guys will be coming to enjoy the retreats at the space.
I love that your kitchen is in wealth and prosperity.
With all the water.
Mm-hmm. I love that you put citrine there. That's a cure for wealth.
So I have to do the three secrets now to each of those crystals. And what, you know, Dara told me, which was really important, is that I have to charge my... I got quite a bit of quartz, which quartz is the bed of the whole area. It's you can walk out and find beautiful crystals of quartz. It's,
wow.
It's basically the bed of the area.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
White quartz and so, or clear quartz. But apparently I didn't realize you can charge those for whatever direction and intentions you want. Where not all quartz are like that.
No, quartz you can charge and reset and set your own intention. This looks like a beautiful place to come visit. It's not wonky or having any kind of weird missing pieces. You have an extension, and depending on what you want to manifest at this moment, you can enhance any one of the areas.
Yeah.
Like, and then you also have to remember, like, if we want to enhance our wealth and prosperity, we look at, that's the far left hand corner from your front door, if anyone's paying attention, and the Bagua can be placed on your home, on the room in a home, in your on your desk, on your car. So there's a great book called The Western Guide to Feng Shui that really beautifully explains the Black Hat sect Tibetan Buddhist feng shui that I follow. So let's say you want to enhance your wealth and you put citrine there and you set your intention. It's a really good idea to look at the opposite gua. And this one would get, because these two balance each other, and it makes sense, right? You need helpful people in your life to help you create prosperity. So this is a good area. Helpful people and travel is a wonderful one because it's anyone you need to say yes to you for a bank loan, for a job, for a love relationship. It's all the people you need to say yes. We all need people saying yes. We all need help at times. So you would put in helpful people and travel, which is at the when you stand at the front door to your home or room, it's the near right hand corner, and you would put pictures of places you've been that you love. Scotland.
Or I could, like, also if I for design purposes I could also put heather or things
and
like that.
Exactly. You could put heather, and I always believe it should be aesthetically pleasing before it's feng shui. Like aesthetics first.
No vision boards, they don't roll for me. Me too.
Okay, so then the other thing that you can do and we can know is that it doesn't need to be seen to be effective. So let's say you wanted to put, you were doing something in your love and partnership area and it was a tantric lovers. Mm-hmm. You could put that in your drawer so that nobody sees it. Like it could be, it could be hidden and still effective.
And still love be charged and activated.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah, so... general health is the middle. Creativity in children is such a wonderful area. If you want to create children, if you want to be creative in your life, if you want to have joy, it's a really great area. It's the middle. I'm really going to need to do a feng shui toolbox for this one to show people. I've been asked for so long.
It's so helpful.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and it's fun even if you're in the decluttering process to find out where you've been shoving what in what area you've been blocking yourself.
Honestly, it's so funny since the house has been done, it's a closet right here in the entryway with the helpful people, so that's my big chores to go and really get into that. Mm-hmm. When I get up there,
empty hangers for the helpful people to hang their things.
Ooh, I love
that. A nice space, an umbrella stand. But you'll find that you can get really good laughs about things you find when you know the Bagua and you know where, you know, I did a feng shui consultation for this man who said he wanted a partner. And I was like, really? Because I went into his bedroom and I found in his love area there were running shoes so he could run away from his love. His passport was there.
Whoa.
A picture of Janis Joplin alone. So there was like one.
And then dead. No,
and then dead. And then I opened up the drawer because I'm allowed to do that. I was allowed to do, you know, I normally don't touch people's things, but he was a friend. So I opened up the drawer and I literally found someone, a woman's something, belongings, like,
wow,
yeah. So cleared that. He ended up finding love. He's been in a love relationship for like 10 years.
So really, so great, it's amazing. Magic. Here's something for people to tune into. So, like, for instance, the abundance area, which I don't feel like I have to do tons of work on. You know, if anything, it would be like the living room, you know, or the family, mm-hmm. you know. But let's say like the kitchen area. If what's in it primarily are like cooking goods and food and things like that, and I have the citrine in the corner but no water or anything yet, like, what would be some of those enhancements?
Well, you would want to check, you know, I would say make sure that the fruit is always fresh and the refrigerator is always clean, and when you will most likely have a garbage can there, a trash bin.
I do have one right there.
So sometimes I think of, like, obviously I'm sure it's a beautiful one because your house looks beautiful. So it's a beautiful and expensive and lovely trash bin. So you wouldn't want to have a beat up something. You want to keep it nice and preferably with a lid on it.
Yeah.
So that's great. Things to do are purple, like amethyst, in a water feature. It could be the color, anything gold.
Oh, gold.
Gold. Like a gold, you know, gold, purples, water elements, anything that's dear to you. Sometimes I suggest that someone put the most beautiful vase, an open, empty vessel, not with a small opening, with a big opening to welcome and to welcome in abundance. Sometimes it happens that it's in the person's bedroom, so I would suggest keeping their jewelry in that corner.
Mm. I love that. Mm-hmm. What about, like, calling in the baby in the house? What do you think?
That's so fun. That's a fun one. Because we all need creativity. Even if you're in business, you need creativity. Everything we do is creative. And we want to connect with our joy, and maybe we want to literally be fertile. So this is an area that you would, and if anyone wants to know where it is in their home, if you're standing at your front door and you divide the right-hand wall, front to back of your home or room, it's the middle third, and it's the right middle third. And so that is where you would put artwork, colorful things, and maybe a children's artwork or something that you do that feels childish, colorful things, little clay figurines or something you liked as a child, something that brings joy to you and color. It's a good place to have colored pencils, or if you have a shelf and you put something whimsical on it. Nothing serious.
Okay, I see.
Something whimsical. Something that's like a chuckle area. Like something that just makes you smile. Like, some little figurine, some silly little thing stuck in a plant. It could be tiny, but something, a nod to childlike things.
That you recognize when you walk by.
Little something. Teeny little something. Could be a Smurf or a, I don't know.
When I was at the crystal store, the color is so bold and, like, atrocious. Like, I keep
the
going,
sulfur?
Like, the sulfur, but it was, like, calling at me.
What color is it?
It's
wicked. Yellow. Wicked yellow. Oh, and it's actually, you don't want to touch or lick it because it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Really?
But you can have it in your environment.
What's the energy of the
It's creativity
crystal?
And
oh,
it's
so I
getting.
Can breathe in there.
Yeah, sulfur is really good for creativity, and it's also processing negative emotions, like getting them out and tapping into your psychic nature. So you chose really well. When I saw it, I was like, she's on it.
Oh, because I was like, oh, you're not going home with me. I don't think you're pretty. But then it was like, I'm going home with you. You need me. And,
right?
Like, and every time, like throughout the whole shopping experience, I kept going, I got to put you back. And it's like, you're not putting me back.
And maybe you'll gift it to someone once, you know.
One day.
But I feel like that was to help you really bust any negative emotions, because you are, you know, because of any planetary lines that could be happening that aren't of, you know, the easiest.
Which you explained to me, because it is a strong Pluto line and the I Cheli for I Cheli.
The Imim Cheli?
Imim Cheli
for
me.
So That is, there's four angles to each planetary line in astrogeography. And so the planet Pluto and all of its death and rebirth, glory and transformation. And
which is all of the work I teach.
Born on this line. It is you. It is Jenna and is me. We are agents of change. You are a transformation queen. That's what you took that, but you really took that energy and made it into your true node glory so that you can provide for yourself. You've taken all of that death and transformation and been able to share it with the world. So you have that energy, but living on that line could cause a person to want to drink.
Literally, for sure. So
the way
we complain all the time about wanting sugar.
That's
on
all
the,
we do is eat sugar on our
Pluto
line.
On a Pluto line, you just want
you
to
you might
want to
eat what somebody else is eating. You might want to just be part of the Hades underground world.
Hades,
it's sexy. It's sexy. And it also goes with your Scorpio South Node.
True.
Where you've been there before. You've been there many times before. It's like the comfort zone. So to raise up the vibration with crystals, sparkly fairy lights, music, the girls, the women that are coming, they're going to raise the vibes and kind of whenever you move into a new home in feng shui, you want to have a party. You want to have your love there. You want to like raise it up. Homes have so much energy and the people you invite into them make such a difference. They raise the vibe.
Well, this is such a good example for the people listening who do take Dara's course of the, you know, different lines you're living on, the astrogeography.
It's like the feng shui of the planet.
Exactly.
That's what it is. There's a love area. There's a wealth area.
It is.
There's a spirituality area. There's an area that's good to have children.
And
the planet.
The beautiful thing is you don't have to be fixed even if you're stuck on the line. So this is a great example.
Yeah.
Dara was like, run out and grab these crystals. And you know what, intuitively, my intuition, when I saw the sulfur, it kept saying, put it underneath the coffee table in this area.
It's bright. It's childlike.
So
it's a bright,
perfect.
Ridiculous color.
That is it. So that can be my perfect enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And maybe put a teeny little...
figurine.
Teeny little silly thing. A little glass animal or a little something nobody's even going to see.
Super
that you
playful.
Know is there. Playful. Something silly.
I love that.
A silly note underneath it or... you know, something playful and creative.
With both of those items, for example, I could do those three secrets too.
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Oh, yes.
This is so fun.
Yes. And so Lacey's a perfect example. She owns Pluto. Pluto lives within her, so she will think she can change the energy because she can. You can, because you believe you can. It takes a lot, and it's not the only place you're going to be. You're going to be in Scotland.
Yeah.
You're going to be in L.A.,
yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just how to really, really enhance this to be...
It's not for the meek.
Yeah, no.
Pluto line. It's not for the meek.
I think we all understand
it. It's not for the meek. I haven't been back to one in... It's been years.
Okay. And then, Jenna, what do we have to look forward to?
What's coming up? So I... right now, we just launched Relationships. So that's like our latest course. We're doing profiles, that's releasing next month, so that's like the third most important thing. Once you know your energy type, you know your authority, you really should know your profile. So
that's like 5-1-3-5.
Yeah. So loads of people were curious about that one was a real labor of love, but we got it done, so I'm really happy about that.
It's not out yet though.
Not out yet. Well, it will be out in the beginning of May, so it depends on when this is out, so that'll be fun.
Okay.
And that's really interesting because what that is that there are basically six different kinds of archetypes in terms of your behavior and how you get to fulfilling your purpose. So like where your energy type is, how you use your energy, where your authority is, how you make your decisions. The profile is kind of like the car that you're going to go in to get there.
Boy,
right?
Does mine suck. I'm tired.
being a 3-5,
so tired.
So 3-5s, they just don't catch a break in this life.
Is that why she is? 3-5s?
Always. I have to go through the mud. Always.
3-5s are basically people who sign up to have their life be a roller coaster full of internal ups and downs because other people want to vicariously learn through their experiences.
Yeah.
And a lot of actors and actresses are 3-5s because people want to like see what you're up to.
I
what are you eating? What are you
to.
Drinking? What's, you know, what's going on in your love life? What's going on in this life? So it's like people want to look in and learn through the 3-5.
Totally. I always want to see what you're up to. I want to see what faucets you chose and what you're doing with Max. And it's really fun. It's really fun to watch. Like,
but
I don't even know.
Dark side of it?
What's the dark side?
So the thing about the
what's the dark? But tell me the dark side.
that makes me tired.
Yeah. The part that makes you tired is that internally, so the first number is your internal sort of one that you're more conscious of.
The three.
The second one is the one that other people see in you more than you see in yourself. So the three is the martyr, and the martyr is the one that learns through life's ups and downs. It's like the school of hard knocks is how you learn.
Yes.
Right? It's not by reading books. It's not by being born good at them. It's like a school of hard knocks. We're here. We show up. We're present. We put our hand up and say that the house is on fire when no one else sees it. The house is on fire kind of vibes. But then the five is the person who other people basically project onto a five, especially when it's external, that this is the person who can save the day. This is the savior. This is the one that can come in and solve all the problems. So what happens is the dark side of the five is that you feel this need to, come through on those promises or those expectations, those projections of everybody else, of you needing to come in and be the savior. But that's just something that's never going to be able to happen. So that's really learning that you're a 3-5 is like just being able to say, this is something that I can actually do, and getting to know your full, like, this is what I'm capable of, and these are things that I'm not fully capable of. So I'm never going to set myself up to be feeling like a disappointment to others on those premises. But what's interesting is you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're all different archetypes, but then the order in which they come will be different. So like being a 4-6 is different than being a 2-4, which is different, you know, being a 5-1 is different than being a 3-5 because your 5 is in a different place.
So you're doing all the, you're doing the versions that we
is going to be incredible.
This is so great.
So it's really fun. It's
I need to do the digestion one. That's the one I'm going to do.
But you know, do I know yours? Oh, you're, consecutive appetite and your feelings is your strongest sense. So consecutive appetite, I'll send you the videos, but consecutive appetite is about really having the most primitive digestive system. So being able to only eat one thing at a time.
Like if I have a plate of sweet potatoes, salmon, and green beans, I do the green beans at once, I do the sweet potatoes at once, and the salmon at once.
Yeah, so one thing at a time, and the more you can simplify, the better.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about people's digestion is that so many people have emailed us back being like, this doesn't sound like me, or I don't think this is me.
Uh-huh.
And there's two things. Number one, you have to get your birth time exactly right for the digestion and for the environment, for the perspective, for the what we call the four transformations in human design, of which digestion is just the first one. And basically, if you get your birth time even a tiny bit off, it can be totally different. And second, I think a lot of what's happening, what I'm observing about human design, is that the fundamental flaw is that we're getting in our own way when it comes to understanding the information, because we go, this sounds like me, or this doesn't sound like me. When really it's a human design experiment. It's like, first try it and then see if your life gets better. And that's how you know it's right.
You know, so it's attest to this as someone who knows my exact birth time, that when I did start doing this, my digestion totally improved.
Wow.
100%. And then when I don't do it, it's
me too.
Not great.
Me too.
So she's cold thirst, which is why she was drawn to raw foods for so long.
100% for 10 years, raw food. That's out there. And
isn't
then,
that crazy?
Yeah.
Cold, and now primarily you still have like...
Mostly
raw food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting because you can't... It's like if you're trying to make sense of human design using your mind, we're still doing it wrong. Like we can only really see the benefits when we actually put the practices... into place and to see where there's flow that opens up in your life or not. So it's the human design experiment for that very reason. But so your appetite is single, and then your feelings basically means that, so everybody has a sense, and there are six senses through which you basically would interact with the world the most and understand the world the most.
Oh my gosh, so this is feelings.
So yours feelings, which means that...
Oh, that's what we worked on in Psyche earlier.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
So feelings, people are super sensitive to EMFs, super sensitive to fridges, screens, any of that kind of stuff. But then also the primary way that you have like your feelers out with the world, and the way that you're taking in information from the world around you, the primary way you're digesting life, taking life in, is through your feelings.
Wow.
So it's what I'm feeling in the room, what I'm feeling in someone else, what I'm feeling in that person, what they're feeling in me, what my feelings are as a result of that, and blah, blah, blah. So think about that, like the primary lens that you're wearing on the world, whereas like Dara is out of vision, right? So out of vision basically means that everything is aesthetic. It's about not only having things aesthetically pleasing to her, but also her making the world a more aesthetically feeling beautiful place,
which is so what
you know. So that's so what she does. She makes
It was neurotic.
And that's a separate
thank
course,
you,
right,
Jenna?
So that's indigestion.
Oh, it's in the same
all to do with the way you digest
yours?
Life.
Whoa.
I'm feelings.
your feelings.
I'm feelings, but I'm but my my tone is different. So I'm indirect light, which means I take in the world better. I should be eating in like low lighting, you know, having soft curtains, soft lighting, soft, you know, not bright lights atmosphere. Now I know when I go in bright lights, I literally like that's when I feel my stomach go crazy, my nervous system go crazy. I feel wired
because of feelings. Because of feelings. And I don't like it because it's just not nice to look at. Like, yeah. It's not nice. I'm going to dim the light. Do you see these lights? They're so soft.
So that's, she knows me. She like tweaks it before I get here. She's adorable.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
But that's all in digestion, which is really, really so fascinating. And then you know, then you can know your environment after that, which is a whole other level, which is like, and we were thinking, so many people have said to me, environment and your astrogeography go so well together.
I think they do, because I want to tell people, they're like, I want to live by the sea. I'm like, I have to see if you're an ocean person, and I need to know if you're valley or
mountains.
It's extra level.
Yeah. So you're like me, you're caves.
I see, like, what I'm the most drawn to, and I bought crystals to there. In fact, the whole time you've been here, Jenna, because I don't know what things open in human design, but I feel Scotland so strong when I'm around you because you've just left the UK and it's your home.
Oh.
So, like, the terrain right now that speaks to me the most always is green with, like, rockiness and an ocean nearby. So it's kind of like mountains, like big rocks and ocean.
Wow.
Scotland. I want to be
that's so sweet.
Or the lake, you know, like the
that land is so good for you, and yet you'll still have a cave like environment in which to be.
The old farmhouse.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter where I am as long as I have a kitchen. Is that the deal?
She's kitchens.
Like, I can live anywhere as long as I have a kitchen. And we started laughing when you told me that.
It's so true. You're always in the kitchen.
I made 8 years of videos from my kitchen.
Exactly.
Like,
you do your sessions from the kitchen.
I do my sessions.
We hang out in your kitchen. It's always kitchen.
Making tonics in your kitchen.
This is a vacation for me, not being in the big kitchen. This is like a vacation. Like, I'm not doing my, but it's a little, I miss my kitchen.
I love it.
And so being a caves person means that you, you know, fulfill your life purpose by being in a cave-like environment. So,
like at the house.
Like me too. So it's not like being out and around and this and there and going here and going there and da-da-da. It's actually about being still, being internal, going inside, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's where you fulfill your life purpose.
It so helps. It really so just makes you go, oh, that's why. And that makes sense. And it helps you to be happier and more adjusted and, like, just give yourself permission.
And that one's in digestion as well.
So no, that one is environment. We're gonna have to film that one soon because
feng shui needs to come out and environment needs to come out.
Yeah,
there's so just much. Not enough time to roll this out.
So much, but
I
know. It's so great.
Yeah, so much to do
to wrap up on the process. So then, what can we look forward to next from you?
Well, when I do the podcast with you, I want to go into your feng shui more.
Yes.
What you're next from me is the life purpose course. So I think on my website, it's all new. There's new photos. It's really fun. Lisa took them. She's so talented. So there's going to be, so now there's an astrogeography course that exists, and there are sessions. Obviously, I help people figure this stuff all out. And then the life purpose course should be done by the time you and I do our podcast.
In May.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm shooting for that.
And so then, Jenna, we can go and find, well, you have the cool next one coming out to the life cross.
Yeah.
Or I call it the life cross.
It's so that's different from your incarnation cross. This one is profiles.
Okay, profiles.
Yeah. Incarnation cross, oh my God, that one's going to take me so long because there's so many of them. But eventually it will come out. Really what I'm focusing on this year is doing events where people can come and really learn more about their design, how to read other people's charts, because you know, this whole thing about this mission for this information is for it to, I saw so clearly in a DI actually one day that it's so not about anything other than people being born already knowing, everyone already knowing people's design. So it's like, it's beyond having readers. Like, actually the world doesn't need human design readers. We need to have so much human design information out there that it's just like an obvious thing that you know when you're born.
It's like knowing that you love the color blue because that's just been the color
since
you
were born. Yeah. And getting people past like this idea of like, you know, I'm this and I'm that and blah, 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 blah. And more just like, oh, okay. It's not right. Because right now, everyone who's come across human design is mostly figuring it out halfway through their lives. So it's natural that when you first hear it, it's almost like actually it's becoming a tool of separation a little bit temporarily whilst you're understanding that it's making you different.
Yeah.
But if you know it from the beginning, it isn't a tool of separation. It's a tool of actually everyone's the same and let me understand that's everyone so well as I'm a child, totally. Like getting brought up. So really that's kind of where I'm, you know, keeping my focus on is getting it so normal and so normalized to the point where we don't even need readers. We don't even need people, few people that know it or any of that rubbish.
Yeah.
But just like, it's just the norm. Like, you know.
I love it.
So it doesn't separate people.
No.
It's just like, yeah. I have brown eyes and you yeah. have blue. And...
Because I think we have to be careful of spiritual ego, which is like, I'm this and you're that and yeah, these people are more that and da da da
da. The whole guru syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and, you know, this tool is really based in something so tangible and my,
yeah.
it's not, you know, all these things that we're talking about, these are all things that are provable, right? They're all, if you try them out and you see that they work, you see good results.
Yeah.
And so that for me, you know, the events and the courses and all of that stuff. And I think what we're going to try and do, if we can squeeze it in, is to roll out a whole teacher training online,
cool.
you know, how to read charts, 8 weeks, da da da, that kind of thing.
Awesome.
That's the thing that's most
requested.
There's
so many people are going
yeah.
to want to do that.
Yeah.
Great.
I hope that will be something that we can
do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you, Lacey, love.
Thank you, Lacey.
So nice. I forgot we were even doing this.
And thank you all for
Hi,
listening.
Everybody.
And have a beautiful weekend.